Welcome back, Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. As we've said a time or two here on the radio, it's great to have your marketing person actually have some skin in the game. A cattle producer like Randy, or a farmer like a lot of the other folks we talk to. It's great to have your extension agent actually farming and ranching too. And that's where we find Paige Brummond, NDSU Extension, Ward County today. Are you out in the pasture still, Paige?
You know, I've actually moved. I'm out in the field now.
Okay, gone to the cornfield, huh?
You know, we're trying to get some of the field just cleaned up and ready to go. We keep our livestock out on the fields over the winter, and it's time to get them out of the way so we can get the crop in the ground.
All right, add a little biology to that field.
You bet.
What are you hoping to plant here over the weekend?
Well, you know, I don't know that we'll be quite getting to it yet, but there's some spring wheat that'll be going in, and soybeans. And we're ways out. You know, I'd say probably in Ward County, about half of the small grains are in right now, but we're up kind of in that northern tier and a little bit farther behind than the southern part of the county. But things are coming along. Obviously, like the rest of the state, we're pretty dry. We want some moisture, but hopefully we get a little bit this weekend and get things out of the ground.
Yeah. Do you feel stressfully late, or is this kind of normal to get in like second week of May?
Yeah, I'd say this is normal or even early for some areas of the county. There were a lot of people that were jumping the gun and really wanted to get stuff in early this year because we didn't have much snow and it was so dry, but really, this is right on time.
Okay. How dry is it? I know it's cold everywhere, but how dry is it there around Minot?
Well, it's the driest it's been since they've been keeping track with the drought monitor. So dry, very dry. I think 2001 or 2000 is when the drought monitor started, and 2006 was drier, or wasn't as dry, and 2017 was the third driest. So right now, 2021 is the driest spring we've had.
And what is, I know there is some rain in the forecast for this weekend. What is the forecast? Maybe a tenth or a quarter of an inch?
Yeah, not much. In some areas of the county got it. You know, anywhere from just a sprinkling up to a tenth of an inch last week. And, you know, people get pretty excited about that. But really all that does is settle the dust. And it's better than nothing, so I won't complain. But it's just not enough. It did seem to knock the dust off and green up pastures, especially when we go out and look at our grass. It may have started to turn green, but it's not growing. Physiologically, it's like at the 2.5 to 3 leaf stage, which is too early to turn our cows out on. And it's really short, much shorter than it should be.
And Kevin Sedovic and Miranda Meehan and Jerry Stock, everybody's, including Paige Brummond, I'm sure, encouraging ranchers to keep the cows off that early grass until it 4 leaf stage?
3.5, it's pretty, and it depends on your species, but 3.5 on your native grasses and 3 leaf on your tame grasses is kind of a general rule of thumb. We can get a little bit more specific, but that's general. And, it, you know, if you're turning them out too early, you're just going to kind of kick yourself on the backside. You're going to run out of grass earlier. Cows are going to get ahead of the growth, and you're just going to be short all season long, which, you know, we don't know how much rain we're going to get, and we might be short all season long anyway, but you don't want to, you know, make it even worse this early in the spring.
For sure. All right. Well, spring wheat, half-seeded in Ward County. Pulse crop, you're usually pretty big pulse crop producing area. What's happening there this year?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are some people that have their peas in the ground already. I'd say at least half or better the peas are in. A few chickpeas and lentils, I haven't heard of those going in the ground yet, but they'll be on their way. So yeah, we definitely have that up here. You know, a fair bit of people are going to try some soybeans, see how that goes. So that's becoming ever more increasing in acres in this area. Other than that, gosh, we got flax going in. There'll be some sunflowers that'll be going in a little bit later. Not many acres of corn, but there's a few people that have some acres of corn going in as well.
Yeah. And, you know, down in the I states, those famous Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, you know, they'll come on the radio with me and say, hey, down here, we grow both crops. We grow corn and soybeans. But up there in north central North Dakota, you can grow like 12 to 15 different crops.
Yeah, at least. You know, we're a big canola area, too, and canola is kind of a concern. There's a lot of acres going in this spring, but with it being so dry and canola getting seeded pretty shallowly, we wonder if we're going to have some uniform germination. And it really just depends on if we get any adequate moisture to get it up out of the ground, because in the low areas of field, there are places where there might have been some snow banks that drifted in. There's a little bit of moisture, but everywhere else, it's really dry. Extremely dry.
Well, we'll go to church with Mom on Sunday morning and pray for rain for you guys especially, but everywhere here in the Midwest, I know through the course of winter, late spring, that D3 extreme drought has been continually creeping eastward across all of North Dakota, northern South Dakota. So yeah, we need a good 3-day soaker.
We do, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, anything else to report, Paige?
You know, I am going to say one thing. The other thing we've been seeing in Ward County and across the state, some water quality issues. So that's going to be an important thing for ranchers to be looking out for as well. Sometimes we think, gosh, they have water in their pasture, so they're good. But with it being so shallow and not having that snow melt to recharge those sloughs and stock ponds, we're seeing some issues with high salts and high sulfates in these water sources. So encourage people to get out and test their water before turning their cattle out this summer.
Yeah, and call any extension agent. They either have the tester for TDS or they'll get the test done for you.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, all righty. Well, thank you very much. NDSU Extension, Paige Brumman, Ward County. Outstanding interfield, literally. So, Paige, thank you very much for the visit. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Nick. You too.
All righty, bye now.